It's time for the Yoda Squirts podcast.
Duct tape will hold almost anything, but for those really tough jobs, use man paste. Welcome to Yoda Squirts Squirt 9. I am so happy that you could join me. I'm so happy. Now, Seattle has a problem. Every day, geese drop 5 pounds of poop all over their parks. Ed Zylstra has created the Goose Goo Gone to solve the problem. It's a boxy device with a rotating brush attached with the purpose of sweeping up the goose poop all over the town. It's a good idea, but I think they would have been better served by a midget, a leash, and a hankering for corn dogs. Now, speaking of things that are completely unrelated, two homeless men were wandering around together, both filled with hunger. They came across a dead bird, and the first homeless man grabbed it and started eating it, pausing only to offer some to the second homeless man. The second man said, "No, thanks, I'm waiting for a hot meal." The first homeless man shrugged and continued eating. A while later, they came across a dog squashed flat as a pancake upon the road. The first man dived in, scraping it right off the road and eating it. Again, he offered some to the other man, who responded by saying, "No, thanks, I'm waiting for a hot meal." A little more time passed, and they found a dead cow covered in a blanket of flies. The first homeless man started to devour it. And when he waved the second homeless man over, he said yet again, "No, thanks, I'm waiting for a hot meal." A little while after that, the first homeless man said, "Oh, I don't feel so good," and threw up all over the place. Then the second homeless man, wandering over to the vomit, said, "See? I told you I was waiting for a hot meal." Hee. And, you know, aliens have a butt fetish. It's quite obvious. Whenever they can, they administer the old anal probe. I was thinking about this the other day, and the only conclusion I could come to is that they're so fascinated with butts because they have none themselves. That is, if a typical Grey story is to be believed, where aliens are thin with big heads and straight featureless bodies, what I really want in this matter, though, is to hear from you. Tell me your thoughts. Call in and leave a message on the voicemail or send an email with your thoughts on why aliens are so fascinated with the anal probe. And while monkey turds are an entertaining topic, remember, it only takes a second for a monkey turd to go from being a bit of good humor to a projectile. Protect yourself and those you care about. Be vigilant about monkey turds. And that's going to do it for Yoda Squirts Squirt 9. Yes, it's a short one, but aren't they all? So, the voicemail number for this show is still 206-600-3065. If you don't want to call a long-distance number, then use your cell phone or even use Skype, because right now when you make calls anywhere in the U.S. with Skype, the calls are free. The voicemail, or the I already said the voicemail, the email address for the show is yodasquirts@gmail.com, and the website where you can see little nothing notes about the new shows that come out, and where you can also leave comments about the various shows if you enjoy commenting on websites, is yodasquirts.blogspot.com. I'm not sure, but this might turn out to be the shortest episode of Yoda Squirts yet. I guess I will be finding out soon enough, as soon as I post this anyhow. But anyhow, thank you for joining me for Yoda Squirts Squirt 9. Join me again for Yoda Squirts Squirt 10. A big squirt. A squirt full of liquid and warm things that can coat your body in sensual goodness. And that is where we will meet. Goodbye.